We'll stand to sing 504, and then we'll turn to the Word of God. Thank you, musicians. Seated. Friends, Luke chapter 23, if you have a Bible with you tonight. I just want to look at very quickly the three crosses of Calvary. The three crosses of Calvary. Luke chapter 23, thank you musicians again, verse 32. Luke chapter 23 and the verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. One of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. But stop there, keep your Bibles open, and may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his inspired word tonight. Friends, by way of introduction, I want to gather around the greatest event in history. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ on this Good Friday. Throughout the ages, scholars, artists, reformers, poets, musicians, philosophers, and countless others have tried to imagine what happened that day. It was once penned when Christ hung, bled, and died. It was God saying to this world, I love you. Did you catch that tonight? When Christ hung, bled, and died, it was God saying to this world, I love you. But I want you to realize that there was three crosses at Calvary that day. Look at verse 33 of our chapter. We are told, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Can you see the scene tonight? Can you see the Savior tonight? Can you see the two thieves either side? Can you see these men at the end of their lives? This was no accident. This was no accident. Isaiah told us 750 years beforehand that this was going to happen. Isaiah 53 in the verse 12, listen, we are told, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. First of all, if you're taking notes tonight, we're going to consider for a few moments the cross of rejection. The cross of rejection. Look at verse 39 of our chapter. We're told, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Can you see this man tonight cursing the Savior? The word railed literally means blaspheme. Think about it. This man is mocking the only one that can save him. He is mocking the only one that could save him. Can you see him? His deathbed is a cross. His life is slipping away. He was on the brink of hell. He had lived his life without the Lord. He rejected the Lord Jesus in his final moments. He rejected the Lord Jesus in his final moments. What an opportunity. He had to be saved, but he didn't take it. And I don't know everybody in here tonight. Maybe there's somebody here tonight and you're not saved yet. What an opportunity you have. You're sitting in God's house tonight. You're with God's people. You're hearing God's word. Will you be the same as this man? And you know, as I travel the country in all different churches and all different mission halls doing missions and meetings, I could tell you story after story. I could write a book of getting calls to see men and women, and they're dying. And many of them had an opportunity, but they never took it. I think of one man down our district on the Donegal Road. I knew him growing up, playing football in the street, and I got a call to go up and see him in the Royal. He says, John, it's great to see you. I said, Ronnie, I got a call to come up and visit you. He said, Ronnie, can I pray with you? No. Can I read the scriptures to you? No. He said, thanks for calling, but away you go. A man that missed his opportunity, and he died 2 days later. Think of another man I got a call to see from Kirkcaldy, and I left him booklets and I spoke to him. He says, I'm going to get saved. I'm definitely going to get saved, John. Definitely. Massive heart attack after I left him and was launched out into eternity. You see, there's a step between life and death. One step. Why did this dying thief not get saved? Do you ever think about that? Why did he not get saved? His heart remained hard. Think about him. He saw the events of the cross. He would have heard how Jesus was the talk of Israel. He saw the saying, this is the King of the Jews. He heard the cries from the other thief. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for this man. But friends, should we really be surprised? How many people do we know in our wee land and they come to church every week and they hear the gospel, but they're still not saved? How many do we know when they never make the step? How many do we know that we're brought up in a Christian home and know the gospel inside out. But tonight, they're still not saved. Maybe even that's you in this church tonight. You know the gospel. You know you should be saved. But only you know in your heart what's holding you back. This man was so close, but he never made it. And even as I take some missions around the place, people in tears after meetings, coming back tomorrow night to get saved. You never see them again. Never forget, up in Ballysillan there lately was taking a mission. And there was a woman at the door. And she was coming in to get saved. And then she was going out to get saved. Coming into the hall, going out, I can't. Then she was coming back in to get saved. So close. She says, I'm coming back tomorrow night. But I didn't see her. And that's the mystery of the gospel. Even we think of Felix who trembled at Paul's preaching. But he never trusted. Even if we think of the rich young ruler. He was so close. But he went away sorrowful. And I was thinking today, think of the people that has come to this church throughout the years. Heard the greatest of preachers. But indeed, they never get saved. They never forget when I was doing the mission. I think I told you this story, doing the mission here last year. And I said to Brother Trevor, right, we're going into all the bars. And we're in all the bars around the district. And we're in the working men's club in Merville. There was one wee man, he says he was in this church in 1970. He said, and Sam Workman was preaching. And he said, he put the fear of God into me. He says, but I didn't get saved. And in the middle of that bar, I said, Billy, the Lord still loves you. And the Lord died for you. I don't know where he is tonight. I wonder, did he ever get saved? I wonder if he's even here tonight. I don't know. But a man indeed that knew the gospel and knew that he should be saved. The cross of rejection. I've got your attention. You're listening wonderfully. Secondly, I want to consider the cross now of reception. The cross of reception. Now let's think for a few moments about the other thief. Can you see him tonight? Now for you that study your Bibles, you will know that both Matthew and Mark in their accounts of this story tell us at the start, both these thieves cursed the Lord at the start. Now can you see this man mocking the Lord? Can you see him cursing the Savior? Can you see him on his way to hell? But something happened that changed his mind. Something happened. I wonder what changed his mind. Was it the Savior's face? Isaiah tells us he was marred more than any man. Was it something Jesus said? Did he remember some prophecy he learned as a child? Did he have a family member at the cross? Or did he finally realize he was going to hell? Look at verses 42 and 43. Notice the change in this man. Verses 42 and 43. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Some scholars think he continually cried this. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. It just wasn't the ones. Look at verse 43. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That's the power of the gospel. Would you say amen? That's the power of the gospel, that a poor, blind, dead sinner can be made alive. And friend, today you can be born again of the Spirit of God. It's wonderful. It truly is wonderful. 13 years ago, the first night I ever heard the gospel, I was saved. First night. A whole family have been transformed since. I love them tonight. And there's still power in the gospel. And there's still power in the blood of the Lamb. Charles Peace was a well-known murderer and robber. Listen to this wonderful story. He was a well-known murderer and robber in the 19th century in England. He was sent for execution. And a faithful pastor shared the gospel to him just before his death. And Charles Peace is famous for saying these words to his pastor. Listen carefully. Sir, I do not share your faith. But if I did, and it was true, I would crawl the length and breadth of England on broken glass just to save a single soul from hell. Wow. This murderer, this robber. He says, if the gospel is true, I would crawl over England on broken glass. Christian tonight, have with a passion for souls. Does it burn within you? Fanny Crosby penned to rescue the perishing, and to care for the dying, and to snatch them in pity from sin in the grave, and to weep over the erring one. Have you ever wept over souls? Weep over the erring one, and lift up the fallen, and tell them of Jesus tonight, the mighty to save. Let's change this land with the gospel. Souls perishing all around us. Even in our district this week, two young men with drugs launched out into eternity. Oh, there's a broken land, and we need to reach them with the gospel. This dying man realized Jesus was the only one that could save him. Jesus was the only one that could save him. And friend, tonight, the Baptist Church can't save you. The Presbyterian Church, the Church of Ireland, a minister, a priest, good works, or paying money can't save you tonight. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Did the hymn writer pen? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Isn't it great to be washed tonight? Isn't it great to know that all your sins have now been forgiven? Cast into the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Old Spurgeon said these words, this man was the first convert off the cross. Isn't that lovely? This man was the first convert off the cross, and millions have come since. The wee chorus puts it, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Friend tonight, whoever you are in this meeting, there's room at the cross for you. Will you come? Maybe somebody has brought you here tonight. Maybe a family member. Maybe a friend in work. Maybe somebody in university. Can you see the Lord tonight? He wants you. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. When I'm out in the streets doing evangelism, you meet some characters, I tell you. I got read a book about that too. A wee man in the streets of Lisburn said to me one day, will there be flowers in heaven, son? Will there be flowers in heaven? I said, the lily of the valley will be there, and the rose of Sharon will be there. What about you? He says, don't be starting. He said to me, don't be starting. He says, I'll get my own way to heaven. You've heard that one. I said, the Savior says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. An old preacher told me there's a national anthem in hell. I said, what's that? I did it my way. I did it my way. And that's what this generation is saying again. We want to do things our own way. But Jesus is the way tonight. And only you know in your heart what's stopping you getting saved. Maybe it's the drink. Maybe it's the boys in the club. Maybe it's the bingo halls. Maybe it's your husband keeping you back. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's the drugs. The Savior says, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I was thinking about this today. What's my last words going to be when I die? What's your last words going to be when your time comes? But even, what are you going to say to the Savior when you see him in that great day? I would love him to say to me, well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thy into the joy of the Lord. When the beside, even if there was somebody here tonight, and he said to you, depart from me. Depart from me. I never knew you. This thief was condemned to die. His life was slipping away. He was compelled to cry. He cried, Lord, remember me. And he was carried to the sky. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. The Bible says, friend, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. They said of John Wesley's converts that they died well. Isn't that good? They knew where they were going. The Christian will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. This man made it just in time. There's a lot of people say to me, I'll leave it to my deathbed. I'll leave it to my deathbed. You don't always get that opportunity. The Bible says, beware lest he take thee with a stroke. Beware lest he take thee with a stroke. So as we finish, sense the silence here. Sense the Spirit of God in our meeting tonight. And I believe that God is speaking to hearts. The cross of rejection, the cross of reception. Now finally, the cross of redemption. The cross of redemption. Now let's come to the middle cross on this Good Friday. Let's come to the middle cross. You can see the Savior. You can see the crown of thorns. You can see his body bruised and beating. You can see the people mocking him. And the Savior died on the middle cross so we could go free. And maybe in this meeting there's somebody that needs to be set free. Maybe you're bound in drugs, or you're bound in alcohol, or you're bound in addiction. Look at me, friend. You can be set free tonight. My Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And this very night, if you come to the middle cross, you can be set free. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, where the two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be in the midst. What did Isaiah pen? But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Even if we think of the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Imagine praying that when you're in agony. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He says to the thief, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Woman, behold thy son. And he said to John, behold thy mother. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He said, I thirst, it is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Can you see Mary, his mother, at the cross? Can you see Mary, the wife of Cleopas? Can you see Mary Magdalene there? Do you ever think about Mary Magdalene? Possessed with seven devils, and the Lord set her free. Mary Magdalene was at his cross. The Apostle John was there. The Roman centurion was there. And he said, truly, this was the Son of God. Isn't he wonderful? Do you ever think why a man and a woman and a young person go to hell? It's not really because of the drugs and the alcohol and the immorality and the theft and the lies and the murder. It's because they walk past the middle cross. You see, when a man or a woman gets saved, all that should leave. The lies and the theft and the immorality. All that should leave. But when a man and a woman walk past the middle cross, God has to reject them. Because that was his best on the middle cross. That was his only begotten son on the middle cross. And if you reject that, God will reject you. So you have a choice to make tonight in this service if you're not a Christian. You can walk out those doors and reject the middle cross, or you can come to the man who died on the middle cross for you. The hymn writer penned, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me, And there my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Do you need to be forgiven tonight? Are you ashamed of your past tonight? Friend, come to the cross. Don't walk past the cross. Maybe there's a prodigal in here tonight. Prodigal son, prodigal daughter. The Lord still loves you. He's a plan and he has a purpose for your life. It's lovely to even to see people that were saved at the mission here last year, and they're here tonight rejoicing in the Lord. Remember being on my knees with some of them and wept their way to the cross. An inquiry room at the back. And now they're here tonight, born of the Spirit, washed in the blood, and living a new life for Christ. Whoever you are, look at me. You can have it tonight. You can have it this very night if you cry for mercy from the depths of your heart. And dear Christian, tonight, may we give the Lord everything in these last days of time. C.T. Studd said, if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, there is no sacrifice too great for me to make for him. Maybe there's a brother here, a sister, and the call of God is on your life to go to the mission field or to do something for the Lord. Lay everything on the altar. Even stay behind and I'll pray with you tonight on my knees. There's only one life. Will soon be passed. And only what's done for Christ will last. Let's give him everything tonight. And may God bless his word to all of our hearts. The three crosses of Calvary. The cross of rejection. The cross of reception. And the cross of redemption. Let's just pray. And thank you for listening so well. Father, we just thank you in this Good Friday that we've been at the cross tonight. And we thank you, Lord, many here are saved and can point to a time in their lives when they came to the middle cross and cried for mercy and you took us in. But Lord, if there's one here tonight, maybe a man, woman, young person, not saved, backslidden, cold in heart, oh God, will you speak to them and lead them to yourself. Lord, we love you, we worship you, and we adore you. And we thank you, Lord, your presence is in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Can I just say, don't miss Sunday, the Lord's Day, Resurrection Sunday. I'll be here, God willing, 11:30, 6:30. Bring somebody with you. Let's pack the place. Are you dear people staying for the weekend? Yes, will you be here on Sunday? You come, bring a busload with you, yes. And anyway, I'm going to be out in the streets tomorrow. Some of us are meeting here at 12:30 to go around the district. They might even take you into the bars if you've got the courage. But anyway, 12:30 here, and I've got some wee flowers done to go around the district. And indeed, let's pray on the Lord's Day that precious souls will be saved. But if God spoke to your heart tonight, there's the room here at the back. I'll take time to pray with you. Don't leave until you get right with God. I wanted to sing this hymn, The Power of the Cross. The Gettys sing it. It's wonderful. I think the words will be on the screen. Hopefully the brethren have got it. Oh, to see the dawn. And let's stand and sing this lovely old hymn. Well, it's a new hymn, actually, so it's not like me to sing a new one. But anyway, okay, thank you. Let's stand. hard to close, isn't it? We've got to go home. Father, we just thank you for this lovely night. Just separate us now with your blessing. Cover us with the precious blood. Take us to your homes in peace and in safety. And we thank you for the power of the cross. Save some poor sinner tonight, and we'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good night, friends, and God bless. See you all on Lord's Day. Safe home.